All right, the baseball story. We will start at Citi Field between the Mets and the White Sox. So, you know, the Mets won that tight game on Sunday, 2-1 with the two sacrifice flies. Well, yesterday, a little more thunder. A couple of home runs from Pete Alonso and Jared Young early. And then late, Francisco Lindor tacked on.
Here's the pitch. Swing on a grounder, left side. It's on through. Base hit, left field. Acuna scores. Alvarez stops at second. Francisco Lindor with a roller between short and third picks up the RBI single, and the Mets are now leading by a score of 6-4.
And that would be the final score as the Mets beat the White Sox, wind up winning the series, though they got one more game today. We mentioned the home runs from Alonso and Jared Young, and then you also had that weird play when Soto singled, or could have been a double, who knows, the ball that was trapped in the outfield. Carlos Mendoza was asked what he saw on that play.
I mean, off the bat, I think he was just, he got caught in between there. He went thinking that he felt there was no catch, and then I don't know if he saw somebody singling, went all the way back. That was a tricky one there.
And then, of course, they looked at it on replay, and people were enjoying the umpire explaining it.
Ruling on the field was no catch, and then by rule, Juan Soto was out for passing, so Brandon's at first.
I have never heard an umpire make a call like that.
Got quite personal.
Yeah.
Go on, by
Soto.
Name.
Juan Soto, you suck, Brandon. I like you better.
He didn't say that.
You know what it is, though? I'm like, either you use the numbers or how do you identify the players?
That's fair.
Use the numbers, right?
That is fair.
But I mean, Soto and Nimmo would sound better than Juan Soto and Brandon.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't go like, you know, holding number 65, Greg Giannotti.
64.
They don't do that.
That's true.
Or 64.
That is a good point. So they will play today at 1:10 because of the bad weather tonight. You've got Griffin Canning and Shane Smith as they bump the game up a few hours on Mets Odyssey Radio, 880 AM. Again, first pitch, 1:10. Last night in Anaheim, the Yankees, I would say, escaped because they led 3-0. Devin Williams came in, gave up a couple of runs, but all good in the end.
And the pitch. Swung on, popped it up. This might do it right here. Perez has got room. Foul territory. He's there, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Victory for the New York Yankees, 3-2. Devin Williams rallies here in the ninth.
And that was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. He mentions Devin Williams rallies, gets the win, gets the victory. Here is Williams on their play of late. The Yankees now 34-20.
We've been playing really well. You know, what's that, like 6 or 7 straight series, I think. So, you know, we're showing up every day trying to win, and, you know, the boys are doing it right now.
They sure are doing it. They're 34-20, a 7-game lead atop the AL East. We were talking about who could compete with them in the American League, so we'll get that out in a second. You got the series finale tonight, Clark Schmidt against Yusei Kikuchi on the Fan at 9:35. Well, one of those teams, the Detroit Tigers, who won to get to 36-20.
The 2-0, swinging a line drive down the right field line, deep. Yastrzemski back, looking up, goal! Come on! Wenzel Perez, first at bat, third pitch he sees of 2025, homers! And the Tigers take a 2-0 lead in the second.
And they beat the Giants 3-1. That was Tigers radio with the call. So they have a 5-game lead in the Central on Minnesota, who had that crazy winning streak to get themselves back in it. But Detroit, a couple of games better than the Yankees, not in the loss column, but in the win column.
That'd be something if Detroit came in and beat the Yankees in the playoffs and Gleyber Torres had like a grand slam home run.
I think Gleyber's batting like .280.
Yeah.
So he's been okay.
He's out of the spotlight and he's just found his place.
I like Torkelson.
I like Torkelson.
Torkelson.
What's he, first baseman?
Torkelson. And they got Tarek Skubal.
Skubal.
He's the guy who
they got Skubal and
Torkelson. Jack Flaherty, yes, exactly.
They also got Dylan Dingler.
Dingler, yes.
Dingler. You love Dingler.
Dirk Dingler? Dylan?
Dylan.
Dirk Diggler was the...
Oh, the movie.
Yeah,
it was the
that's
porn
right.
star.
Mark
yeah.
Wahlberg.
That's
yeah. right.
You're loving, you're loving yourself some Dylan no, Dingler.
How about when you get an NFL wide receiver on a roller coaster?
Okay.
What does that sound like?
Oh,
you guys see this or no?
Oh, I guess this guy's
screaming.
This
is A.J. Brown.
Oh, he's screaming.
This is A.J. Brown. So this is as the coaster starts to get going.
Oh, my Lord. Get it? Oh, yeah! Get out of here!
All right, so at this point, it's really just starting as it's going up. Now, when you watch the video, this thing's going. It's spinning. It's upside down. It is pretty crazy.
Which one is it? Is it at Six Flags?
I don't know. It was a video he posted on social media. At this point, very quickly, he wants off.
Hey, sir, that's enough.
So that's as he's going by, and then finally.
Oh, I'm not playing. Hey, sir, that's enough. Oh, my Lord.
So he's on a trip with his family.
Okay.
Somewhere. I'm just trying to see where it is.
I will tell you, he is spinning a lot, though, in it. So,
I mean, when you win a Super Bowl, that offseason afterwards, you know, you're laughing and giggling and enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then you had the Oilers beat the Stars 4-1. They take a 3-1 series lead. Tonight, Game 5, Panthers and Hurricanes in Raleigh. Florida up 3-1. And you have the Abbotsford Canucks playing Colorado in the AHL Western Conference Finals. The play-by-play announcer for the Canucks is a guy by the name of Brand Astle. I don't know. A-S-T-L-E. I don't know. I don't know.
Sure it's not huge?
Stop it. Anyhow, a fan sneaks into the broadcast booth and throws his chair at him.
Got some Yahoo chap chirping at me from behind. Get out of here. What was he doing? Security! Try that again. I'm fired up. He threw my chair at me. Hit me right in the back of the leg. Like, what was he doing here? Unreal. Have another beer.
So what is he doing? Is he doing the national radio broadcast for the Edmonton Oilers Stars game?
I guess you didn't hear the whole setup.
I didn't hear the whole setup, no.
I'm the one drinking.
Sorry. I'm watching A.J. Brown going up and down. He almost loses his cross around his neck.
I think I just got Joey Wallard.
All right, what was it?
He's the play-by-play announcer for the Abbotsford Canucks, who are playing Colorado in the AHL Western Conference Finals. What was the Joey Waller one? Who did Tony Page talk about?
Willie Mays. Yeah, with the Trenton Giants.
Giants, you know. Jerry, I do apologize. I'm just watching this A.J. Brown
That's
video.
That's okay, yeah.
And he almost loses his necklace.
That would not have been
Yeah. Absolutely. That thing's worth a lot of money, too, as it's going upside down. It's pretty funny. So there you have it.